When God's power is manifested, the world can see that God is real. Learn more on The Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim begin a new teaching, tapping into the dunamis power of God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Gloria Copeland, and my good friend Billy Brim is with me from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And as usual, Billy has some very exciting things to share with us. So we're glad you're here today. Billy.
Praise the Lord.
Billy Brim.
Praise the Lord.
My friend.
We're having fun.
We are.
And we're going to have a good time all week. And we want to welcome all of you who are all out there and email us and write us letters and tell us you're there when we're on. We're
it
so glad you're there.
So good.
We're so thrilled about it. And today we're going to talk about things this week, about things we promised last week. We're going to end up the week.
You have to deliver today.
We have to deliver this week. And sometimes we get going, you'd be surprised as much as we say that we don't get everything
That's
in.
That's true.
But before the week is over, we will be talking about casting out devils. And what to do about them, bless the Lord. But it's even fun exercising
We're
this authority.
We
Hallelujah.
Don't have any devils. Know what that woman said
to Ken.
Said, We're clean.
I think one of your relatives, yeah.
We're clean. Oh yeah, it was his aunt. He was Vanetta or somebody was sick and they were praying for her, the aunt one, and he cast the devil out. She said, I'll have you know we're clean people.
We don't have devils. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's good to be cleaned by the blood of Jesus
Amen.
And be free
we
of
are.
Devils. Praise the Lord. And they're not to run us around. We're to have authority
That's
over them
right.
and exercise authority and power in
to.
Jesus' name. And you know, recently I had a woman call me, and it was very clearly a case of a demonic for years. And so what to do about it? Well, we're not talking about that today, but we are going to be talking about it before the week is over. And so you might know someone you want to call, especially be around Thursday and Friday. But I am going to have to catch you up a little bit on where I am, because I can't be anyplace else other than where I am with God. And what is He talking to me about?
That's right.
The Bible says that we should know what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
That's right.
So the Spirit is speaking always. We're at a place in God's timeline. We're not at the same place anybody else has been. No one's ever been at this place before. And so He's speaking to us about these last and final days
yes.
before the coming of
I'm
our
sure.
Lord and Savior, and before the rapture of the church, of course. And so these days, we need to be all out given to God, and we need to be on the line with what He wants us to do. So I started experiencing this that I'm caught up in right now by the Holy Ghost. We started experiencing it in June 29th, 2008 at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is a 200-plus acre hideaway, you might say, in the woods, the Ozark Mountains of near Branson, Missouri.
It's a prayer away.
It's a prayer away, exactly. We're hidden away in prayer. And He told me, gave me a vision, 1995, and said, I want you to establish a place of prayer. He showed me the inside of a cabin, and I saw a bed, an iron bedstead, a quilt on it. I saw a rug on the floor. And He said, it's near Branson, Missouri. And I want you to establish a place of prayer dedicated to prayer. And I want it to have places for individual prayer. And then I want it to have places for corporate prayer. You will do two things there. Number one, you will pray in the plan of God, plans of God. Number two, you will stop the strategy of the enemies. And so as impossible as it seemed to me at that time, without a nickel in my jeans, you might say, it has happened. And now we have such marvelous corporate prayer. And those cabins, we've had people in them recently that you would know their names. And I got so blessed. I thought Prayer Mountain is doing what God wanted it to do. It's established and it's functioning. And the people always say to us when they go in the cabins, you create atmosphere. And so the atmosphere at Prayer Mountain has been created and it has an open heaven. Now, the corporate prayer that we have out there, we're now having live streamed. You can join us Wednesdays at noon, Central Standard Time, America. And we have people join us from all over the world. But we also have a local corporate prayer every Sunday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, this was June 29th, 2008. And America was then facing an election for president, and everybody was pretty well caught up in it. We pray out there as the Holy Ghost leads us. And I had instructed the people, now we're going to pray about the elections, but let's just pray in the Holy Ghost with the unction He gives us and the tongues He gives us, what to say. And as we were praying, people were really getting into it. And I was sitting on the second row, which I don't normally sit there, but I can see myself there. And suddenly the power of God came on me, the spirit of prophecy came on me, only like twice I've known in my lifetime. It was such that I did not in any way. The Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophets. Mm-hmm. That means the prophet, when he's prophesying, when he's speaking in a meeting, he can be quiet and speak to himself, the Bible says, if there's not an interpreter in tongues or an interpreter of what the Lord wants to do. But here was a case where I had no control. And it was words coming out my mouth, and there was an anointing on me. And here were the words: one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. Now, then thoughts shot through my mind like bullets. They were Holy Ghost given thoughts. But they didn't come out as words, they were thoughts. One of them was, the best person in the world could be elected president of the United States, and it would do no good if the people don't turn to God. And then there was a thought, this nation is in a mess, and we were rebuked for thinking a man or a party was the answer. And we kind of had gotten into that. Mm-hmm. And then came America, American history, the Great Awakening, awakenings, the part of prayer in an awakening. Then the word study. So after we were shaken there in our prayers, and we didn't really know everything God was talking about, and we said, now we're going to meet. They met every week, but I couldn't be with them until 3 weeks later. And I said, when I'm back here 3 weeks from now, let's pray and find out what God means. Well, in the meantime, he had a man call us, Brother Gene Wiseman, who had seen a vision. You met him at Prayer Mountain. And I'm not going into all that, but he had further revelation. He didn't know me, but God had spoken to him about it. And so out of that, my life changed. And out of that, as I studied the Great Awakening, America was born out of a Great Awakening. The Bible tells us in Acts that God brings forth nations at certain times. And we know that He brought forth America for His purpose. And so I had studied in school history. Everybody studies American history in school. And probably the American history they taught us when I was in school is a lot different than the American history, which has been revised and they teach today in schools. It's more accurate. So I had studied the Great Awakening. They had it in our school books. But, you know, it was kind of like a memory, kind of a vague memory of something you studied a long time ago. So I got back into it. And now we have this internet. And I went online, you know, and I learned that the America actually grew out of the Great Awakening. I found online Harvard lesson plans from Harvard professors, the University of Delaware. And I don't know that I could have found those in any library. And I found that a Harvard professor was saying in his classroom, because Harvard started out of the Great Awakening, Princeton did. And he said, they had such an awakening, they didn't have enough preachers, enough ministers. So they established these schools to train the ministers to handle all the people that came in. Now, I think maybe they've forgotten some of that, that was at their base reason for existing, but it was. And you can find traces of it today. And so I found one Harvard professor who said, if you do not have an understanding of the Great Awakening, you cannot understand how those colonists brought forth the Declaration of Independence and the war of independence and the Constitution. And so in studying all these things, I found that it's even recognized, you know. Now, we don't have time to go into that this week, but I taught it here with Gloria. They were kind enough to allow us to do that on this great voice. It is a voice, and it's a voice of victory, and it's a believer's voice of victory.
Amen.
And so they gave us this great voice, and we shared those things. And Gloria said one day, let's make this into a product. So those 4 weeks that we did it on television are now a product called Awakening to God. You
Praise
can go God. Online and you can purchase it. I think it's 4 weeks on DVDs. They have it only on DVD. So what is it? KCM.org and KCM.org. Very simple. And so without our having to go back to it, if you've just tuned in today, it would do you good to go back and hear about George Whitfield. We got a letter.
It's very exciting.
I think it was from a gentleman, and I've forgotten where he was from. I intended to read it, but I didn't bring it today. And he said, when you talked about George Whitfield, he said, I wept. Mm. And we wept. Remember, we got crying on the program? And he said, I wept about our nation. And he said, I believe that this move that we're going to go into now, and I could tell he was a man of God, is going to, it's going to be marked by weeping, the weeping of repentance, the weeping of intercession. And so we're coming into something. There's Praise only God. One thing that will save us. Even
yes.
some prophecy teachers
only
hardly believe that
thing,
America
Lord
can be
said.
Saved. But I believe we can, and I believe until the Antichrist leaves here, the Christians all over this world must stand up and believe God and cry out to God for an awakening to God. Bless the Lord.
I think we should rerun those broadcasts.
It might be a good idea. It might be a good idea. So we then, out of that grew, out of that life-changing experience to me, grew our Wednesday streamed prayer. And every Wednesday now, we have thousands join us, thousands of computers. Some are churches. A ministerial group in Ukraine joins us. And prayer groups in Australia.
Yes.
It's amazing that it can be done.
Yes.
It's God that arranged it so that we can all pray in unity. There's power in unity.
All over the world.
And you know what? Those people, they write into us and they say, we feel the power of united praying. One lady wrote in and said recently, thank you for being my online prayer partner.
Praise God.
So, you know, it's like she lives away in the boonies someplace.
She didn't have anybody. Yeah.
She didn't have a prayer partner. And so now she got online prayer partners all around the world
Praise
every
God.
Wednesday. Bless the
now,
Lord.
Now, didn't you say one day how many people you have online?
Well, yes.
Sometimes.
We have, in our nations, we have 52 that we find regularly join us.
52 nations.
52 nations. We have had as high as 73 nations, you know, log on certain mm-hmm. times. But we find that there's a pretty consistent 52 that stay with us.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing. I get there. They're amazed. They write in. I read the letters, and I'm amazed myself. How God has arranged all this so that we can be in unity. And that's what I say that you and Ken have done. You have with this broadcast, because I tell you so many of you prayers out there said, I first heard of you when I saw you. One lady even said, I stumbled on you. I found you again after 20 years on Gloria Copeland's broadcast. So I would say that the bulk of the people who tune in with us every Wednesday have come from BVOV.
Praise God.
From hearing it right here, just like you out there. You'll probably join us next Wednesday. So that's great, isn't it? And you just go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and we pray together. Now, he told us, stay focused. We don't pray about anything else on Wednesdays but an awakening to God.
Praise God.
We are then in, and we follow kind of what happened. They had a great awakening in Northern Ireland. And just four young boys who were recently born again started it all by meeting for prayer in Kells in a schoolhouse. And they started praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like Acts chapter 2. And some of the elder brother types in the church said, you can't do that. He's already poured out the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. And they said, mm-hmm. Here was their answer. I thought it was so intelligent. God knows what we mean. So,
right. Don't forget that.
So we're not going to get so doctrinally, as yeah. Brother Copeland sometimes says. We're deep in this thing. Now, you got to say this and you can't say that. He knows what we mean.
That's
so
right.
If you pray for the rains, the outpouring of the rains, you pray for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, you pray for revival, you pray for an awakening, God knows what we mean.
What do you mean? Give us more of you.
We want more of God.
That's it.
And pour it on us, more of
yes,
God.
More.
Let it rise within us, more of God.
That's right.
Let us sink and swim in more of God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's exactly what
That's
it is.
It.
And so, then we had prayed about a year like that. We started our prayer at the beginning of the year 2009, that online prayer, and we prayed about almost a year. And then the Lord began to speak to me again about the focus of our prayer. It wasn't changing. He didn't have us change from an awakening or an outpouring, but He had us like fine tune and focus. And this instruction He gave me was, pray for a demonstration of power. Pray for a demonstration of power. Divine power. God's power. He made me to know that it takes a demonstration of God's power to awaken the world to
something
the reality of
see.
God.
Something
That's
they
right.
Can
something
see
they can
or
see.
Feel. Hear.
Yeah. You see, we go down to the church. We can get
like
so happy.
Like the rushing mighty wind.
Oh, yeah.
In Acts.
Yeah. Flames of fire. Outstanding notable miracles.
That's right.
Because they don't walk by faith. They walk by sight. So a demonstration is something they can see.
That's right.
And he said, it will take a demonstration of divine power to awaken the world. The dead, you might say.
Yeah.
But it will even take a demonstration of God's power to awaken the sleeping in the church. You know, there's a lot of church members that are asleep, and they need to be awakened. In this focusing, the Lord used to speak to me the homegoing of two outstanding leaders in the Tulsa area, Pastor Billy Joe Doherty and Dr. Oral Roberts. And we talked about that on one of our recent broadcasts. Dr. Roberts and Billy Joe went home within 3 weeks of each other. And within 3 weeks of each other, in November, latter part of November and December, we attended huge funerals on the Oral Roberts University campus at the Mabee Center.
That was two generations.
Two generations and powerful leaders that had done work around the world. And so I was tied to both of them. There was a connection God had made to both of them. But I want to talk now about the one with Oral Roberts. I was down here at Copeland's minister's meeting, and we were having dinner with Oral and Evelyn Roberts and the Copelands, Shelley and I, my daughter, and it was about 2000. And he announced that he was going to go home at age 87. He was about 82 at the time. I said, oh, Brother Roberts.
He did it there?
Yeah, he right there at the table. We're just eating, and he says, I'm going home when I'm 87. And we weren't talking about going home, nothing. He just announced it.
He was just letting us
know. He was just letting us know.
He was giving us some inside information.
And he was making a proclamation.
Yes, he was.
And I said, oh, Brother Roberts, please don't go. We need you. And then he said, well, I'm going. I know what happens to the body, physical body, and I don't want to live in a state, you know, like that. And I said, oh, Brother Roberts, I want you to come to Branson to our prayer meeting. And Evelyn piped up and she said, oh, he doesn't like to travel. He won't go anywhere. But she said, I do. And she said, after he's gone, I'm going to travel. And I love to come to Branson. So I said, okay, you're invited. But Evelyn passed away in 2005. So now he's really upped his idea of going home. And I knew in the back of my mind that he was trying to go home. And I was flying out to California and flying to his house. We were going to go to the West Coast Believers Convention, Chip, my son, and I. And Chip was about to go to work for Brother Roberts. And so I said, let's call Brother Roberts and see if we can go see him. So he invited us to have lunch with him. Chip thought it was like eating with Abraham. And but Chip had kind of a really back
a back injury that had come on him in football, and he had, it was trying to come back, and he could barely walk. We walked in the door, and I said, Brother Roberts, would you pray for Chip? And so Brother Roberts took his hand and passed it over Chip's back. Not here, not here, not here. Ah, there it is.
He said, not here.
Not here, not here.
Yeah.
Somehow, he's like a little radar or something. Not here, not here. He got over the pain. He put his hand there. Ah, there it is. And he squealed like a little kid. He said, did you feel that? Chip said, did I feel it? It was like lightning bolt. Struck me and burned me like fire. Healed him. Instantly
Praise
healed.
God.
So on the way out there, the Lord had said to me, tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the dates of their departure, as is indicated, as is written in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Others cannot, for the dates of their departure are in the sovereign plan of God. Two men who cannot are Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. For at their departures, there will be, which are in the sovereign plan of God, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. Well, I gave that word to Brother Roberts. And then when he, and you can read about this, I wrote about this in the February Charisma. Then when he wrote me a letter back about that visit, he wrote on the 7-page letter, finally, please know that I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. So, when I got news that he had departed this earth on December 15, when I got it, I sat down in front of my, in my prayer chair in front of a window looking out, and I took that letter and I said, all right, Lord, you told me to tell him this, I did. What is the major shift? What is the something extraordinary? I did not expect the Lord to say to me what he said. He said this, and we'll go into it tomorrow. He said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around
Circle it,
as if it were a burning bush. Then thoughts went through my head. They know it's there. They even preach about it, but they don't know to tap it. And he gave me a biblical example, the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. A multitude surrounded Jesus, but she touched him with the touch of faith, and he felt virtue go out of him. He said, who touched me? That word virtue is usually, the Greek word is dunamis, usually translated power. He felt the dunamis, dynamic, dynamo,
power.
Dynamite power flow out of him because she tapped it. Others were lapping it. And he said, it's time now to me for the church to know to tap my power.
Amen. Glory to God. Wasn't that awesome? Don't go away, and Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org. Something extraordinary is happening. Faith and power are impacting the world. The supernatural presence of God is building as believers are changing the world around them. The Power and the Glory package includes these dynamic resources: The Fire, the Light, and the Glory, a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, The Blood and the Glory, a book by Billy Brim, and The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness, a book by Kenneth E. Hagin. Each of these resources will transform you into a world changer. They'll help you heighten your spiritual awareness, tap into God's power, and provide proof of God's word through signs, wonders, and miracles. Activate the power and authority of the blood of Jesus in your everyday life and become a witness to the world that Jesus is alive. The power and the glory of God is about to shine in you. Order the Power and the Glory package at a special 45% savings, now only $30. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. Another great product on this subject is the DVD series Awakening to God, also specially priced at $19. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
There's probably nothing more important that we can go after right now than to understand the power and the glory of God manifest. Mm-hmm. It's the time. And you know, if you just go on and you Cadillac through the world and you don't pay attention to God, you'll miss what's going on. Mm-hmm. We've got to press into this. So we've got an offer for you. Ken has 9 CDs on the fire, the light, and the glory. The Triumphant Church by Brother Hagin. This is awesome. And then by Billy Brim, The Blood and Glory. And this is a package that we've got available for you, and we tell you, we're encouraging you to get it. Jesus is coming soon. We've got some things to do, apparently, before He comes.
Apparently.
We can't quit until we leave here. So we got to get in it. You know, the Lord might have something you're specifically called to do.
Surely.
That you have not heard yet. And so that means you need to give Him attention. Steve and Kelly Swisher, our daughter Kelly and her husband, are hosting meetings called Behind the Mission Weekends. It's for the partners. It's a time for you to have a firsthand look at what God is doing through KCM. And they're having some great meetings. They're having exciting meetings, so I want to encourage you to go. You know, we got to get with the program.
Amen.
This is not the time to be a lazy Christian. This is the time to go for the gold.
Go Hallelujah. For the glory.
The next meeting, their next meeting is in June 25th through the 26th in Chicago, Illinois. Kelly and Steve will be there. Then they're going to Orlando, Florida, September the 24th through the 25th. So plan to get into these partner meetings. People are enjoying these meetings. They're having a great time. For more information, go to kcm.org and you'll get the full scoop, okay? Billy and I'll see you again soon, tomorrow as a matter of fact. Don't miss it. We're reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland will be signing her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong, in bookstores on May 13th and 14th. Come and see her in Chicago, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. For information and details on times and bookstore locations, go to kcm.org. Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland releases on May 10th and will be available wherever books are sold.